I know you're torn. The reason I talk about you in these songs is to let you know I don't want you to be gone out my life, despite all of the things that went wrong. Just look at it as we both made it through the storm. Girl, you know I'm torn. The reason I talk about you in these songs is to let you know I don't want you to be gone out my life. I'm ready to settle and do right and ask you to do me the honor and be my wife. Check it, shorty, I gotta tell you something that's important. These feelings that I have are too strong to be ignoring. So what I'ma do is give you my love and portions. That way it'll last up to its max and won't get boring. We'll be soaring so high up above and in love that the pharmacy's gonna have to make a drug named after us. I know it sounds a bit fiction, but it's the best description of my addiction to the woman I adore me or more. And I'm sure, cause I swear I never felt this way before about another female other than the one that birthed me into this world and my little baby girl. And those feelings are unconditional. That's why every time I tried, I couldn't get rid of you. And just when everybody thought that we were pitiful, look, love, peace, and happiness is the residual.
Girl, I know you're torn. The reason I talk about you in these songs is to let you know I don't want you to be gone out my life, despite all of the things that went wrong. Just look at it as we both made it through the storm. Girl, you know I'm torn. The reason I talk about you in these songs is to let you know I don't want you to be gone out my life. I'm ready to settle and do right and ask you to do me the honor and be my wife.
So, moving right along, there's nothing in this world that I wouldn't sacrifice for me and you to get along. The way that we used to and the feelings we exchanged were truthful, and the harvest we had was fruitful. Before we started to make mistakes that slowly created a pattern leading up to disgrace and hate, which eventually left us with the tendency to treat each other like we were frontline enemies fighting the love war, in which it didn't matter who won, cause in the end the only result was love lost. Cause two wrongs never makes it right. It's been proven through the actions that you've taken out of spite. But some people prefer to get burnt by the fire in pursuit of their false burning desires. All I could do is continue to have patience, but hopefully I will never get tired of waiting, cause
girl, I know you're torn. The reason I talk about you in these songs is to let you know I don't want you to be gone out my life, despite all of the things that went wrong. Just look at it as we both made it through the storm. Girl, you know I'm torn. The reason I talk about you in these songs is to let you know I don't want you to be gone out my life. I'm ready to settle and do right and ask you to do me the honor and be my wife.
And this is the Intune Show. Today is going to be really, 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 really exciting today. That song that we just was playing was by Wise Wonder. And, you know, it's just a really deep song. And I just thought it kind of coincided with the moment, being that it's Valentine's Day. Well, not exactly Valentine's Day, but pre-Valentine's Day. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about a lot of different topics as far as good gift ideas and, you know, basically things that you can get for reasonable prices for Valentine's Day. We also are extending to you guys a call in and tell us what you really, really want for Valentine's Day, because you know how sometimes people go out their way and you can tell them all year round, baby, this is what I want, baby, this is what I want, and you never really get what you want. I mean, during many situations that I was in, I've never, ever really gotten what I want for Valentine's Day. So if there's something special that you want to let the love of your life know what you want, give us a call at 818-495-6975 and shout it out on the Intune Show what you really want for Valentine's Day. We also want to extend to you to call out and tell the person you love how you really feel about them. So if it's someone that you want to say I do to, or if it's someone that you love to pieces, which you really should or you shouldn't be with them, give us a call and, you know, shout it out over the Intune Show how you really feel about that special someone in your life. We're also going to have on the show my brother, and we're not officially related, but, you know, I consider him a brother, and he considered me a sister. He's a very talented individual. I love him to death. Mr. Mike Cannon, Cannon Images, he is the one. Oh, I'm just in love with the guy as far as his creativity, his artistry, and everything that he does as far as when it comes down to his films and everything. So, you know, I'm excited to have him on the show with me today. And I know once you guys, you know, get to meet him and stuff like that, you know, you're going to be just as excited as I am going forward when Mr. Cannon has special things that we do together on the show or just in life, period, as far as like, you know, photo shoots and different, you know, videos and stuff like that that we're going to have posted on his website as well as the Intune show. We're also going to have Shem the Great, an upcoming rap artist, on the show about the 7-inch. And we're also going to have Miss Patty Hearst. Now, you guys already heard, for those who have called in countless times or listened to the show, about Patty Hearst. You know, she's going to be calling in, or should I say, I'm going to be calling her and disturbing her on a Saturday so she can, you know, say her sweet Valentine's Day, you know, poem for us, you know. And I hope all you guys out there really, you know, logged onto her page on Facebook or YouTubed her, and she's just really got a lot going on, and we love Patty to death. Unfortunately, Lady C, Lady Cario, is not on the show tonight. So, you know, we hopefully will be following up with her next weekend to have her back on the show. So we're going to have Mr. Mike Cannon filling in for Lady C tonight, and he's going to stick with us through the whole show, and we're just going to have a good time. So I'm going to call Mr. Cannon. I'm going to get him on the line, but we have a caller on the line, so let's take the caller. Caller, you on the air with Miss P. Caller, you on the air. Okay, so caller, if you press number, callers, if you press number one, that's going to direct you to me. So if you're just trying to listen into the show, don't press anything, just listen in. Otherwise, and that is going to come directly to me and let me know that you're trying to talk with me. Caller, you on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
hello?
Patty.
Hey, how are you? I actually didn't press one. I was just calling to listen.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I hope we're not having technical difficulties again. You know, it's crazy. I don't know why it's redirecting everyone. Right. Like, this is always happening to the Intune show for some reason. You know, always redirecting everyone to the switchboard instead of just to listen. So, Patty, I love you. You know this, but I'm going to call you in a few so you can just
call. Oh, no doubt. All right.
All right. All right. So, see you in a bit.
I'm going to try to. All right. No doubt. Talk to you.
Okay, baby. Bye. So, okay. So, let's call Mr. Cannon and get him on the line. He's a wonderful photographer. He has great rates. You know, he has a website called MrCannonImages.webs.com. He's family orientated. He's creative beyond I don't know what. I mean, I'm his biggest fan, again. So if you guys out there are looking for a great photographer who's diverse, creative, laid-back, family-orientated, goal-orientated, and just very skillful at his craft, you know, Mr. Cannon is the one that you really want to hit up for everything that you do going forward. Trust me. He has some pictures on Facebook that are on his page that are absolutely amazing. So let's call him up now and get him on the line with us.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Mike Cannon?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mike. It's Miss P, and you're on the Intune show.
Hey, Miss P, what's good?
What's going on? I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Yay, Cannon. Definitely. I was just telling all the listeners how, you know, grateful and wonderful and creative and, you know, just everything you are and how much I adore you and love you.
And same here, sis.
So, basically, you know, I'm going to throw some questions out to you because I know the world is going to want to know so everybody can kind of get familiar with Mr. Cannon and, you know, that way when they need, you know, a photographer and stuff like that, they know to hit you up because I've been saying that since I started the show. Cannon Images is where they need to be at all times because you know how I feel about you already, but the world needs to know how awesome you are. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Cannon. Tell us how you got started. Tell us, you know, what kind of photography you into and, you know, just fill us in about you.
Well, how I got started in photography. Well, my mother, she always, you know, had a camera and, you know, she takes pictures of different things and, you know, so I got the love from her. You know, a lot of the things that I do, I get from my mom's drawing, crocheting, puzzles, anything you name, anything she do, I do. And
did you say crocheting? Because I think I'm gonna need a hat and a scarf.
I don't do that no more. But
okay, because I was putting my order in. I was putting my order in. But okay, I'm sorry to cut you off, Mr. Cannon. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, I always love the way, you know, the sound of the shutter, you know, that just drives me crazy, you know, just I love the way that sound. And I started out with film, and I would say about maybe 4 to 3 years ago, I, you know, took it serious. You know, I started taking courses, watching a lot of YouTube, you know, going to different seminars, networking with people, you know, anything to do with photography, I'm there. You know.
Right.
Sis?
Right.
Sis?
So that's awesome. I mean, all of those things are just shows, like, all your creative sides, you know, and that just shows also that you're diverse because there's not a lot of men out there that I know that would admit to crocheting, and I think that's hot.
Well, listen, you know, in my house, women rule, you know. I have a daughter.
Definitely.
I have a wife, you know, who I spend a lot of time with them, so, you know, I have to every now and then get in touch with my feminine side, you know?
Okay. Exactly. And that's nothing wrong with that. That shows that you're a real man.
Yeah, yeah. Because it takes a little bit to admit stuff like that, especially on the air.
Definitely. So what kind of photos do you enjoy taking most? Or is it just like everything? Because, you know, you express how everything down to the shutter, which is really deep because I talk to a lot of photographers and I never heard them express themselves that way. So that just gave me a different angle of, you know, how I'm looking at photography starting today. But what pictures, you know, you enjoy taking the most as far as like, you know, is it like scenery? Is it, you know, weddings? Is it still pictures? What do you, you know, aim for the most to take?
What I enjoy taking the most? I like to take candid shots, you know. That's the kind of shots I like to take the most. You know, catch a person unexpected. Catch the true inner person, you know. Hello?
Right.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to catch the inner person, you know, the true individual. Because when you pose a picture, sometimes it really don't come out the way I would like it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got these headphones in my ear, and I'm not really getting that much.
Right, no wonder why it sounds like I'm on a wave with you, you know, like we surfing right now.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Well, I just want to put out there that, you know, I've worked with Mr. Cannon, and he's really, really phenomenal with what he does. And, again, you guys could always go to his website, MrCannonImages.webs.com, and also on Facebook under Mike Cannon Images. He has very, 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 very good lighting angles. I mean, you can't go wrong. So for all those artists out there that I've interviewed on the Intune show, just people in general who are looking for, like, a good artist, as far as, like, I say artists because photography to me falls under art, you know, and, you know, Mr. Cannon is the guy to hit up, definitely.
Yeah, and that's another
thing. So tell us. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, notice you said artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like with me, I don't take photographs, you know. I take images.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, I name, you know, my company Mr. Cannon Images because, you know, just about anybody can pick up the camera and take a photo or a picture, you know. But when you create an image,
Definitely.
So.
Right, but don't you feel like, okay, it's the images, but don't you think that's the artistry of it, like the lighting?
Yes.
It's just like, to me, like the canvas, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, you know, that's what photography means. You know, you paint with light. Either you add a little
right.
bit here, you subtract a little bit there, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, like you said,
definitely.
It's definitely a canvas. You know, like I said, the world is my canvas.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I was on your site, Mr. Cannon, and I noticed that you had some, you know, Candy and Tank, and, you know, this man is doing big things, guys. Y'all better go ahead and start booking him, you know, because I saw that. And, you know, do you do those often? How often do you do different venues? I mean, can people just, like, book with you? I mean, how do they go about it if they want to book you for a photo shoot or something?
Well, you can, you can hit me up, you know, via Twitter or either through my website or Facebook, you know.
Right. Yes, we're
I'm
here.
Sorry,
mm-hmm.
these headphones is in my ear, and, you know, like I said, if I'm not getting no feedback, so I want to make sure I don't get cut off.
No, I'm just listening, you know, because
oh, okay.
I don't want to talk over you while you're, you know,
no,
telling people how to contact you.
It's all good. It's all good.
You know, so definitely, you know, so it's easy. Is it easy? Because, you know, some people, they like quick fixes. They want to be able to get to you ASAP. Are you, like, easy or are you always booked?
For the most part, I'm always booked, you know.
I know.
Well, you know all too well. No, but, you
definitely.
Know, I'm real flexible, you know. I'm easy to work with, you know. If I'm booked, I'll try to, you know, squeeze you in. You know, it depends. You know, it all depends on the situation and what it is that I'm doing, you know.
Right. Well, I have some questions because some people hit me up with questions to ask as far as, like, rates and stuff like that. They definitely knew you were going to be on the show today. And they were like, you know, Miss P, could you definitely ask them, you know, because they went on a website and they were looking for rates and stuff. So will you have those posted soon, Mr. Cannon?
Well, yeah, in the near future I will have rates. But, like, every situation might be different. It all depends
mm-hmm.
on what you want, you know, and what it is that I'm doing, you know.
Right.
But for
that
the most
is
part,
true,
I'll have,
guys.
You know, for most part, I'll have, you know, some rates up there. Like I said, every situation is a little different.
Okay. And I was also asked, because, you know, these are just, like, random questions that people sent me today. So I have to ask them. So I was asked, too, to ask, do you shoot nude photos?
Yes, I do shoot nude photos. Nude in the sense of, like, nothing raunchy, you know, because...
Right.
Especially with women, you know, because I have the utmost respect for women. You know, I don't want you to look like some kind of, how would you say it, skank or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I want
something
to be very,
untasteful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know,
no, it's okay. It's okay.
You know, something that's tasteful, you know, something that I would really enjoy putting my name to, you know. Because like I
right.
said, anybody can pick up a camera and be like, you know, legs wide open, here we go, and there you go. Or, you know, a nice
right.
little booty shot or something like that. You know, I don't want to be known for that. You know.
Right. You don't want to, exactly, you know, and, okay, so that was question number two. First it was the rates, and then it was, like, do you shoot nude pictures? The other question was, you know, how much in advance did they have to book, which you already said that you made, you know, depending on the situation and what it is the project it entails, is how quickly you can schedule someone in. The next thing was, you know, portfolio and stuff like that, but that's pretty much self-explanatory, guys, for whoever, you know, sent that question. He has some photos on his website. Again, it's Mr. Cannon, images.webs.com, and also on Mike Cannon Images on Facebook. Is there any other websites that you can, you know, send people to look at your work aside from those three social network sites and your own?
I'm trying to put together a page now on Tumblr. That won't be ready until maybe about another 3 weeks or so. But once I get that together, I'll get the link out there to everybody.
Definitely. You know, because people have been hitting me up like crazy on Facebook, like, you know, Mike Cannon and da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, just hit him up. He's great. Just hit him up. He's wonderful, you know. So I know they probably like, Dag, you're just tooting his horn too. But, guys, seriously, when I say he's awesome, he's definitely awesome and definitely, you know, well-rounded at, you know, his images. I don't want to say the wrong word.
Nah, sister, I mean, you know, you're awesome, you know.
Thank you so much, Look. I'm all cheese and like, yay, I'm awesome.
The world needs more people like you. And I know people out there asking, like, you know, why is he calling us sis? Why is he calling us sis? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But people don't understand how tight we are, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. I kind of explained that, like, before I called you, that, you know, we're not blood related, but, you know, we consider each other family, and it's nothing but love in a sister and brotherly sense. Because, you know, when you meet incredible people in your life and you have, like, a great connection with them mentally, and it just stimulates you in the sense that, you know, it's all empowerment and uplifting. And, you know, it's nothing but that. It's just an awesome feeling, in my opinion, and that's why I will always stand by you and always love you. Because, you know, people need to understand when you have good people in your life, not to turn your back on those people, not to take them for granted. And I definitely don't take you for granted, and I'm definitely so blessed and grateful to have you, your wife, and your daughter as family. So, you know, people need to start appreciating.
No, I'm the blessed.
No!
Yeah. No, but it's true, you know, when you talk about real people and stuff like that, because in this world you don't really find too many real people, you know.
I'm the type of
individual that gives everybody a shot, you know. I treat everybody the same with the same respect, and sometimes I don't get that back, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it tends to, you know, pee me off a little bit, but, you know, I don't let it change the way I treat people. I just know how to do it when I'm around, you know? So when I do find somebody that's real, I tend to cling on to them and hold on to them tight, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And that's what I do. And I think that sometimes, you know, talking about that, you know, how people piss you off, I mean, I guess that's just like life, you know? You're going to have your ups and downs, no matter if it's your sister, your brother, your mama, your wife, whoever. You know, it's ups and downs and stuff, but only someone that's really cares and adores you can overcome that and work on it. But, you know, people tend to take me for granted because I latch on to people quickly just like you. Like, I give everyone a chance, straight up. And it's up to you to maintain that. It's up to me to maintain that because it takes two to make it happen if we're going to maintain anything with each other. So, you know, people just need to realize that, you know, we're getting older and life is short. So when you are surrounded by just people in general, no matter if you know them or don't know them, just respect and appreciate that person as a person because you want to be respected the same way.
Exactly.
Definitely, definitely. So, Mr. Cannon, are you going to stay on the show with me and go through this interview with me and, you know, follow? You just stay with me the rest of the show, or that's a no can do?
Listen, sis, whatever you want, I'm here. I'm here.
Definitely. So I'm happy now because now I have you on the show with me for the rest of the day. Yay. So usually, you know, on the show we talk about various topics, like crazy things, things that we've seen out on the street or things that have been in the media or whatever. And I kind of came across, Mr. Cannon, this little ad in the Metro News, and it was about man dies viva cockfight. And I know it's not funny.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear that right.
A man dies, like, viva a cockfight, meaning, like, because of this cockfight, he's dead, this man, right? So I'm just like...
I don't mean to laugh, but I mean...
No, it's okay, because honestly, Mr. Cannon, that was my first initial expression upon reading this thing. I was like, what the hell is this? You know, so I'm reading it.
Uh-huh.
And basically what they're saying is that the man was attending a legal cockfight in California, and basically he was killed by one of the birds because the bird had a sharp knife attached to his leg, you know, to fight. Yes. Yes, and he was 35 years old. He handled the bird like he picked it up. He picked up the bird, and it stabbed him in the leg, and he bled to death.
So wait a minute.
You know,
he was actually fighting the bird. He wasn't like a...
No, he wasn't fighting the bird, but, you know, he was at one of those fights where they have the roosters or whatever fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I guess
like
he picked the bird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cannon, what'd you say?
No, he was like a spectator then. He was like sitting in the crowd, the bird, for a while. He picked up the bird?
Right, he picked up the bird, and it winds up cutting him because they had a knife, a blade, taped around the cock's leg. So it winds up... He winds up bleeding to death. But... The funny thing about it was, like, first of all, it was funny because it was just like, what? How does that happen? You know what I mean? And then it's like, then it takes me to, like, animal cruelty, like how people are taking animals and tying razors to their legs and have them, like, killing each other and then now killing people too.
Oh, that's crazy. That's real crazy.
Yeah, it is. I'm just like, you know, if it's not one thing crazy going on in this world, it's something else, I'm telling you. And I said this to someone, and they got pissed with me. They was like, what about the bird, you know? Because I was like, yo, he died. This bird killed him. And they're like, what about the bird? You know, like, don't worry about the man that's dead. Like, all about the bird, which I can kind of understand because I'm for animals and, you know, them not being abused and stuff, and by them putting in these type of situations, they're totally, you know, causing harm to the birds, you know, in general. But yeah, that was kind of crazy,
crazy
for me for the week.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. I'm just still like, a man died at a cockfight. Like, yo, what?
I know it's crazy. Anything
like
exciting?
That. With something like that, I don't know what to say.
I know, it's like no words, speechless. It's just like one of those things. Did anything exciting happen, or did you come across anything that you want to share with the world? I mean, it could be about anything. It doesn't even matter.
Not really. Did anything exciting happen? No. I mean, I woke up and that's exciting, you know?
Yeah, I know. We both woke up this morning, which is a good thing and a blessing in itself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's totally a
but
blessing.
Somebody somewhere didn't wake up, so, you know, yeah.
Exactly. So it's definitely a blessing. And I woke up feeling really, really good today, you know, because yesterday I wasn't feeling so great. So, you know, I just totally just felt at peace within, and, you know, and that's a good feeling to wake up and you don't have, like, a trillion things on your mind, and your mind is, like, here and there, and you're distracted, and your whole day is just, like, torn to pieces because your head is all over the place. So
I woke up today. Nah, but
mm-hmm.
you know, with that, when you wake up in the morning, you should, you know, meditate a little bit. You know,
really?
Yeah.
So what do you do? What's your form of medication? Meditation. What do you do?
Well, I just sit there maybe about an hour before I, you know, got to get ready for the day and just let it all go. You know,
mm-hmm.
whether I close my eyes or whatever, I just let it all go.
Right. Do you take yourself to, like, an Allen and, you know, and you see a beach and all that stuff, and then a Corona is, like, sitting next to you? What happens?
Oh, let's not even start talking about Coronas. Yeah, something like that. You know, I just let my mind drift. Whatever I want to think about, hey, I let it think.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I know it, I don't even know what I'm thinking about. It's just like everything is gone. Mm-hmm. And then I can deal with the day.
Right.
You know, because, you
right.
know, like, my regular 9-to-5, it can be stressful. But, you know, my motto is they don't pay me enough to give a F.
Right. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So I just, that's the way I deal with it. You know,
right.
I got a six.
And
I
that's
got a 6-year-old, and I mean, boy, is she a handful. You know, so
little cutie patootie.
I need a lot of meditation for that one, you know. It's like those, you remember those, what you call that soap, Caldor Take Me Away commercial type thing?
Yes, why don't they make that anymore? Because, you know, people probably were like, Caldor Take Me Away and literally disappearing.
Yeah.
And never coming right. back. So, you know, they yeah. stopped making that. So, you know, I know having a 17-year-old myself, you know, that is not an easy task. But, you know, I would prefer the 6-year-old over the 17-year-old by any means necessary.
You
trust me.
6-year-old over the 17-year-old?
Yeah, I would pick a 6-year-old over a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, come on now. Spend a day with my daughter. Spend a day with my daughter. And just know that there's a no-return policy on that.
No, I would love it. I would totally love it. I love little girls. I really, really do. I could just do the doll hair and draw with them and run around, jump rope. You know,
oh, you
I may have a mild heart attack after the end of the day, you know, being the old lady and stuff. But, you know, other than that, you know, I think I love it. I love it. I would
yeah.
love it.
You think it's that
so
easy?
Anytime you need a babysitter, I'm down for that. You know, I'll be Mary Poppins, come in with an umbrella, all that.
Okay, we're gonna have a challenge, you know, one of these days. One of these days in the near future, in the upcoming
definitely.
Week, I'm gonna let you hang out with Michaela all day, right?
I would love
it. And then we're gonna have a discussion about that.
Definitely, and let you and your wife go out, you and Mo help go out and have a good time. I definitely would babysit her. That's no problem.
I'm just like
a big kid.
You'll be mm-hmm. trying to hit us up on the cell phone. We'll be like, oh, what do you mean?
I'll be texting rapid fire, like, help. No, I'm just kidding.
We'd be looking at our clock, be like, yo, 24 hours is not up yet.
Definitely. So, Cannon, also, before we get into our interview, because, you know, that'll be here with Shim the Great. We're having an interview with him. He's an upcoming artist. We're going to play one of his songs and everything like that. But, you know it's the Valentine's Day weekend. So we definitely need to talk about Valentine's Day stuff, you know. I mean, I'm not doing anything special. I'm actually, for my Valentine's Day, I'm just actually really cleaning my room for myself, you know, to make myself happy. Definitely cleaning my room. I bought myself a television.
Nice.
So that was my Valentine's Day to myself.
What
kind
did you get?
I bought a Toshiba, and I bought a 50-inch screen.
Whoa.
And it's a flat panel, whatever. And it has, I don't know how to, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Is it the LED one or the LCD?
Yeah, it's the LCD LED, so it's both. And it actually has internet access, everything. But I just don't know how to hook it up because that's just not my thing. So I'm actually going to, I call the TV. Yeah.
Is it Wi-Fi? So you could just hook it up to your network.
Yeah, but that's like singing to the choir or whatever because I don't know nothing about that. Like, the book is in English, but it literally looks Russian when it comes to stuff like that for me because I'm just not that savvy when it comes down to electronics and putting things together and all that. Mm-mm. So your sister made a phone call today to the TV shop and told them, you know, I made an appointment so they could come and do all that stuff because I'm not doing it. It's just not going to happen. So they'll be over to hook it up or whatever they have to do because I have no idea what to do with it. But that's my Valentine's to myself, so I'm kind of excited about that, you know. Little things like that make me happy. So also, you know, gift ideas and stuff like that, you know, I was doing some research on the internet, and they have, like, a lot of good stuff. And a lot of people, you know, are probably against this store for some reason, but I just actually got put onto Walmart. Are you down with Walmart, Mr. Cannon?
I shop anywhere where I can save a little, you know, save a buck. I'm with Walmart.
No, because I swear, I've never shopped at Walmart before until recently. And someone was like, what? Walmart has this, and Walmart has computers, and blah, 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 blah. And I never knew that. So now I became a Walmart fan, and I think I'm going to start, like, following them on Twitter and stuff.
Which one is the bigger one, Walmart or Kmart?
Walmart.
Walmart.
Walmart. Oh, okay. See, cause, huh?
Yeah. No. My wife just told me Walmart. Cause anywhere we go.
Oh yeah, cause I didn't even know that either. You know.
Yeah. When
I thought it would have been Kmart.
Now, when we go out of state, whether we go to Virginia, Florida, Pennsylvania, wherever we go, she's always looking for a Walmart.
Wow. Somebody, Monique, you should have put me on.
she would stay there all day, you know, and you go in these Walmarts, and they're huge, you know, and families make a day of it. They're going there and hang out all day. I'm sitting around like, are you serious? But you get some good vibes in it.
Definitely, because I've been on their website at least 50 times, you know. So I bought a few things from there. Like, I've never been in an actual store, but I will make a day of it, like you said, and maybe me and Mo could go and make a day of it. Because definitely, I'm sorry I ever turned a blind eye to Walmart, because they really have some nice stuff in there. Totally. So that just brings me back to, you know, what I wanted to share with everybody as far as, like, their little gift ideas and stuff. They have some cute stuff in there for reasonable prices. Now, people may be wanting, like, $1,000 things, but it's not always about the price or something. It's about the thought and, you know, stuff like that. So they have, like, MP3 Valentine's Day downloads, and they have gift cards that you can get offline. So basically you don't really have to have the card in your hand. You can just kind of buy the value you want, and then send the email to the person that you want to give it to, and they can kind of, like, download it and then purchase what they want from the internet, which I think is kind of cool.
Wow.
They also have, like,
I didn't know they had all that.
Yeah, I was doing some research because I was just kind of trying to find affordable stuff to kind of share with everybody out there, because the last-minute Valentine's Day shoppers and stuff of that nature, people that make Valentine's Day like this whole big thing. But, you know, in my mind, you know, you're supposed to love me every day of the year, not just on Valentine's Day. So I need a gift
that's just on Valentine's Day. That's the way I see it, because, you know, I don't charge for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every day I let my wife know I love her. At any given moment, I'm on fire or something. You know what I'm saying? We stay going out. We talk all night. You know, it's an everyday thing. So why do I need somebody to tell me, oh, set a date aside to let your significant other know how much you feel about them? You know, I mean, to me, that's a day for something, you know.
Definitely. So,
I don't want to sound harsh or rude or anything.
No.
That's just my thoughts, you know.
Exactly. And you know what, Mr. Cannon, this show is about being real. You know what I'm saying? So basically you say what you want to say. You don't have to excuse it, because if that's the way you feel, you say it. That's it. Everyone who's listening in is an adult. And whoever can't take it, then, you know, we're sorry. We love you, but, you know, we're not here to hold people's hands, you know, like little kids and cross them across the street, okay?
You know how I get down. I'm as real as it comes.
Definitely. So don't excuse it. Don't be sorry. Just say what you want to say. It's definitely okay with me, okay? So I see that Patty Hearst is still on the line, and she's actually, have you seen her video? I think you friend her on Facebook.
I suggested
you guys be friends.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to check out the video because, you know, I'm always running around and, you know, I try to watch.
That is so true, and you're always so busy. So forgive me because I forget about that because, you know, guys, just to let y'all know, Cannon's schedule is so busy, okay, because I've been trying to get on it, you know. I've been trying to get on it. It's like 50 months. No, I'm just kidding. It's not 50 months, but definitely. She's a rapper, and she's an upcoming artist, and she has a mixtape dropping in June. She's very talented. I love her. You know, she's a good person, and, you know, when I say love, you know I love for real. So
yeah,
she's actually going to share her Valentine's Day poem with us that she wrote, and she also has it on a video on YouTube. So she's also a member of the Intune website and stuff of that nature. And, you know, she's just an all-around great person. And I see, like, bright lights around her in the near future. So I'm going to connect her and have her on now, okay?
All right.
So, Miss Patty Hearst, I know you're listening. I'm picking up. I'm going to call you right about now. Let's see. Patty. And the good thing about Patty is that, you know, she's just, like, determined, you know, and in this male-dominated profession, which rap is, because, as you know, Mr. Cannon, there are more males than there are females out there doing their thing. You know, she's just striving to do what she got to do. So I admire her, and I know that once you get to connect with her, you'll like her as well.
Hello?
Hey, Patty.
Hey, Miss C.
Hey,
how
Patty,
you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Mr.
That's
Cannon.
That's Mike Cannon. Oh, she already knows.
I know, I'm listening.
I love it, Patty.
Oh.
I love it. I love how in tune you are. I love it, love it, love it, love it. So
thank you.
Is going on, Patty? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, working on my music, I guess. Nothing special. You mean for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, are you doing anything with the kids or?
Yeah, I guess we'll probably eat some chocolates. I mean, I'm not in love. I have to confess. You know?
I'm not in love either, Patty.
So you know what I'm saying, right? You feel me, right?
Exactly. Definitely. You know, I was going to say, hey, you want to come over and help me clean my room? You know, I'm just kidding.
Well, I know you're right, because I clean up, too. That might be what I do, too. I've been working so hard. This house is falling upside down. So I think I'll do that,
definitely,
too.
Definitely, because that's what I was saying. I mean, I couldn't even walk in my own room, and that's kind of scary.
Oh, you too? You too? I mean, I hate to admit it, but yeah, I've been putting the house as the last of my priorities, so I guess I'll do that.
Right, because when stuff get crazy around me, I don't know if you guys feel like this, but then I start getting an attitude, like, I feel like I have my period, seriously.
Oh, well, with me, I just can't, when my house is messed up,
so
I can't think straight. If my house is messy, I'm messy, so.
You heard Mr. Cannon. He said, I don't know how that feels, so.
Okay, well, I guess we can say something that's similar. Like, have you ever got kicked in the wrong place?
Quite a few times.
But he could draw, you know, a whole creative idea about what it may feel like, you know. So, Patty, please,
yes.
I was just telling Mr. Cannon, you know, how much I love you, and you know this.
Yeah, I love you,
he's going to check you out, definitely, your videos and stuff like that. But share with us that beautiful, beautiful poem, please.
All right. Okay, cool. The name of it is Dear Valentine. Let me stand up. The name of it is Dear Valentine, and I dedicate it to all the lovers out there. It goes, Dear Valentine, you've loved me so much thus far. If you were to ever leave me, my heart would bear your scar. I've never felt a love like yours, so delicate, so pure, yet so stern. With you, my security is never a concern. You are the match to my fire when it burns, and the knowledge to my lesson when I learn. I will kill for you, and if your heart is hurting, I will feel for you. I will feel for you. My fault.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I will feel
That's
for
okay.
you. I will speak highly of you, for you deserve it. And if anyone speaks otherwise, I will defend you and pretend I never heard it. No one can tell you anything. No one can tell me anything about you, because to me, you are perfect. My Valentine. My sweet, sweet Valentine.
No, it's okay. Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I got chills, Patty. I'm over here like, can somebody pass me a blanket? I'm cold.
You make me want to subscribe to Valentine's now.
Right. It's like now I want to go shopping. Like now I want to just go buy a Valentine. I don't have a Valentine, but let me just go find one. Like, hey, you, mister, or hey, you, shorty, right there, you with the big booty. You know, you're my Valentine.
Well, I heard what he said, too, because Valentine's Day should be every day, you know, but I guess it gives you a reason to go out. I don't know.
Yeah,
it should be
right.
Everything, you know.
I guess, it's,
I mean,
first of all,
if you only love me on Valentine's Day, then that's a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you
know, I see people walking down a block with roses, balloons, you know, cards, all lovey-dovey,
mm-hmm.
holding hands and everything. And then, you know, after Monday, you ain't going to see that.
I know. Yeah. And
you know,
you're right.
Well,
it should be all the time. It really should.
Yeah.
Definitely. Is it just a commercial-based holiday to spend money so people can make money in the stores and stuff so they could pay their taxes to the government? It's all propaganda.
They call it a paganistic holiday, they call it, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Definitely.
But correct me if I'm right or wrong, but the guy Valentine's, right, wasn't he a murderer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think from what I've heard or from what someone had told me about Valentine's Day, they used to just get together and have all types of orgies and started calling it Valentine's Day. I mean, that's where it stems from. I mean, but maybe I'm wrong.
Where's that party at, Patty? Because I'm ready now.
I don't know. But I think that was like 500 years ago.
Yeah,
I think all those players are dead now. Huh?
No, but I think I recall reading something about that he was kind of murderer.
No, definitely. I recall reading something about that, too, about he was a murderer, and, you know, now we're celebrating Valentine's Day.
But,
you
I
know,
mean, how,
it's crazy.
Just like a lot of the holidays come from ridiculous stuff, and then they just find a way to commercialize it, you know? I mean, a lot of things, even with the with Thanksgiving, we're celebrating you cutting off the Indians' heads, you know, that's what y'all did. Y'all came, y'all took our science, y'all took our the way that we plant food. I mean, I can't think of the exact words, you know, but the way that we cultivate our crops and stuff, you took all our knowledge from us and you killed us. And now
mm-hmm.
we're celebrating Thanksgiving. You know, so a lot of holidays have that bad start. And, you know, a lot of people just aren't aware of the root of the holiday.
Right, just like Christopher Columbus Day. You know,
exactly.
Like, why are we celebrating Christopher Columbus? I don't understand that.
And how can you find something that was never lost? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
our land wasn't lost. You didn't find it. We wasn't lost. It wasn't lost. Not to say we, because we did come from Africa, but, you know, you can't find something that's not lost. But I guess he discovered it and he found it. I don't know how, you know.
Well, he wasn't even the actual person that found it. It was actually one of the shipmates who found it. But, of course, he took the glory because he was the one who was at the helm of the ship. However,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know why we're being, you know, celebrating that day. But those who don't know, because he came over and took over the Indians. He didn't come and break bread with them. He came and killed thousands and millions of them, you know. So
mm-hmm.
for people that's out there celebrating and thinking he's a hero, he really wasn't, and I just needed to put that out there. And if you guys need some proof, look it up, okay?
Actually, while you're saying that, one more thing. Even Abraham Lincoln, how they say that he freed the slaves in the South during the Civil War, because by taking the slaves from his enemies in the South, now they had nobody to work for them. So he only freed them so that he could cripple his enemy. He still had his enemy, his slaves in the North. So it's all a bunch of BS. You know, I mean, that's why it's very important that we learn our history, you know.
Exactly. You know, you got to learn how to read in between the lines. And another thing
Absolutely.
With Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves, I think that was around the time when the cotton gin was
when the what?
The cotton gin, when it was invented. The Industrial Revolution.
Okay, for the cotton gin,
mm-hmm.
you said?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's what I got.
Okay, I didn't recognize that term you used. Okay.
I'm sorry. And,
I got you now, though.
Yeah, once you got a piece of machinery doing the work for you, you don't need humans to be out there, you know, picking cotton and so forth and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's much easier to maintain a machine than it is to maintain thousands of humans, you know, because you got to feed
mm-hmm.
them. Right or wrong?
Right.
Definitely.
So, I mean,
you know, it's just screwed up, and you know that's why people need to take time actually and pick up books. Stop always
mm-hmm.
being on Facebook 50 million times a day.
Tell
what,
me
guys,
about it.
I deleted my Facebook pages because I'm over it. So the
did
only
you
re- Facebook that I did no more Precious Owens is I just have the Intune page. So
okay, and that's all I have. All I have
more,
is mine too. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
cut you off.
That's okay. Just hit me up through the Intune page because I no longer have a personal page. It's just that I feel like it's just too much nonsense. I'm sick of all those posts. I'm sick of all that stuff coming to my email, and I have to take, like, 30 minutes to delete all of that stuff. Like, I don't, I'm not interested that you got your hair done. I'm not interested that, you know, I'm making eggs for breakfast. Like, I don't care about that stuff. I only joined it because I wanted to meet and network with people, but I've seen that that's totally impossible in the sense that people take Facebook as, like, a place to vent. And just say miscellaneous stupid stuff. And then when you say something
your business
to them, exactly. And then when you say something to them or comment on something, then it's like a cat fight on Facebook. I don't have time. I really don't, and I'm not interested.
Yeah, but how could you have beef on Facebook? How could people get into arguments on Facebook?
Everybody's in everybody's business. People join Facebook just to be in people's business.
It's not that you want to be in business. No, but
it's just a level of ignorance. That's all.
Yeah, you're having a cyber fight. You're having a cyber fight. Like, you want to battle me? You want to battle
internet thugs. It's internet thugs.
Right. Definitely. So I'm not interested, honestly. I'm really not. I just feel like, you know, I'm getting older, and this right here is just really not my cup of tea. And I'm not trying to put down Facebook, and I'm not trying to put down people that were on Facebook or that are still on Facebook, because I'm definitely still on there, but just in a different light, in a different perspective. I was on Facebook 24/7 because I was basically just trying to push the show and stuff like that. But I'm just, before the show, I wasn't really on Facebook like that. So I just took myself off completely because I just, if it's not about business, I don't want to be bothered, honestly.
And I agree, because the only page that I have is my artist page also. Like, I don't have, like, my real page. I don't have one of those either.
Yeah, it's just too much for me, and I just feel like I'm getting older. You know, I'll be 100, you know, this year, and you know, my mind can't wrap.
You're not that old.
Thank you, babe. I just cannot wrap my mind around half the stuff that goes on anymore, or just the way people carry themselves, or the things that they think is important. Like, I can't let that, like, filter my brain cells, because honestly, when you take that energy around you, it just kind of changes you, who you are that day, at that moment in time. So I don't want that negative crap interfering with my daily activities anymore. So that's one less headache for me.
And
so I just wanted to put
doing,
that out there.
That you're doing something positive, you're going to have a lot of people that's negative that's going to stop you from the positivity. So that's another thing, too. Whenever you do something positive, the negativity is always going to try to outshine it.
Excuse me.
Nah,
definitely.
They can try, but you can't let them. You can't let them hold you back or nothing like that, you know. Anytime I have a negative individual around me, I just leave them alone.
Right.
Some people won't let you leave them alone, though.
They
will
right,
just bother
true,
you, bother
they will
you.
Hold on like a leash.
I don't know what's in people. I don't know. They just walking around with demons. That's what I say. I call certain people, like, I have to call them a demon. I'm not tripping, but it's just like, what else is motivating you to be what you are?
The way you are, exactly.
What is it? What the hell?
Well,
it's like
crabs in a barrel. You know, they see you trying to pull forward, and they're just trying to hold you back because they don't have
nothing
going on with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why
I
stick to my family. You know what I'm saying? I get my strength from my family, my wife and my daughter. You know, I stick close to them. You know.
Definitely, because you're a real man, Cannon. You know, this is what I'm trying to say. You know, if it was like the world was filled with more of Cannon, then, you know, a lot of things would be different. If more people would just focus on just being positive versus negative, then the world would be different. If more people spend more energy trying to support people that are trying to do things in life instead of trying to talk shit about them and bring them down, then things would be different. So, you know, I'm saying to myself, I'm trying to change people's way of thinking, but I realize now that I can't. So I'm not going to waste any more energy trying to change someone's perspective of life. It's either you roll with me or you not. Get on board, or I see you when I see you. And whatever negative, because my fear was in life that when I do certain things, I try to take everyone right beside me, and my fear was, okay, now when this happens for me in my life, then this person's going to say, oh, now she thinks she's all that. So I spent a lot of my energy trying to always pamper people and drag them, even when they don't want to be dragged, just drag them with me, because I just didn't want to have that, you know, someone saying to me, oh, you think you all that now that this is happening. because I try to make sure that whatever's happening, everyone's doing it too. But I'm done with that.
Yeah. They say you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Exactly.
And, you know, just forget the haters, you know, either roll with
That's
us
it.
Or get rolled over, you know.
That's it.
And it's always going to be somebody saying something.
Full steam ahead, definitely. And just
always
one more thing, just to go back to what we were talking about the, you know, Christopher Columbus and his history. I just wanted to just plug a book out there for those who, you know, so because the internet is not really going to give you the truth because it's just commercialized by the same men that commercialize history, period.
Exactly.
Howard Zinn, a People's History of the United States. Definitely, you could. He has YouTube stuff up, and this book is definitely a book to have in your bookcase. And it's really inexpensive. It's $18.95. Get it and read it, definitely. I read this entire book, and I started to read it again. And anytime certain things, like, slip my mind, I always go back to reference this book. So it was, like, one of those books that you would never – I'm sorry, Mr. Cannon?
What's the name of the book again?
It's called A People's History of the United States. So basically what the title is saying is, like, it's not the history of the United States. Like, most books are made to be read as, like, the history of the United States. No, it's saying a people's history of the United States. So it's taking each individual, you know, nationality and telling about how it all, you know, what came about in the beginning till now. To the present.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it started from 1492 to present.
Oh,
okay. So the man name is Howard Zinn, and he's a Caucasian man, believe it or not. But he is the truth. He is the truth. And I just, you know, fell in love with him from the beginning. And it's like one of those books that the words are, like, so teeny that you're like, what? And you just kind of like, I don't want to read this. But it's definitely something that you should force yourself to read for those who are interested in, you know, the truth. So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Well,
so Patty, my baby, yes, definitely look him up on YouTube, whatever. I appreciate you and you know this. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing that beautiful, beautiful poem. And again, guys, Patty Hearst 101 at Yahoo. Like her on Facebook under Patty Hearst, and she also have a MySpace page under Patty Hearst. Definitely, definitely a force to be reckoned with. She is very talented, and I'm going to keep stressing this because it's the truth. And for those who are not listening with both ears, pay attention, get in tune to her now. Definitely, definitely, definitely amazing video to all those last week who was talking crap about that video. It doesn't have to be, you know, this whole big thing going on in a video to express something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the words that make it, not what's going on in the video. It's the words. It's the words. So pay attention, guys, with both ears, not with just one. Patty, I love you. Thank you for sharing
love
that. You enjoy
thank
your
you.
Weekend. And thanks
all
for
right.
the support and all the love.
Oh, and thank you, too. I also wanted to say, I didn't hear the beginning of the show. Where's Miss C at? She's not doing well.
So... It's just, you know, the weather, because the weather, I guess, is just like up and down,
uh-huh.
You know, it's like one minute it's freezing, blistering, then you got like 20 feet of snow another minute, and then you ice skate in another minute, and then it's warm, you know.
It has
like,
been ridiculous. This winter has been retarded. Oh, my God. Yes.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know, hopefully next week she'll be back on the show, you know.
Okay.
But Miss P trying to hold it down the best way she can.
And you're doing your thing. You're definitely doing your thing. And I love you, too. I love your support. And I'm glad to be a part of this network. And we're going to be rich and famous real soon. I already know.
Yeah, me too,
I really
girl.
Know.
We're going to be, right, I'm going to be on that beach cannon be thinking about next to that corona. Like, yes, we're here.
Yep.
Just don't touch my corona, all right? Just don't touch
all right,
it.
All right, well, get your own. Get your own corona. And that's a bit of slogan. Get your own.
Exactly. Love you to death. Just don't touch my corona.
All right,
Patty. All right. I'll talk to you soon,
babes. All right, I'll talk to you soon, too. Bye. Bye, Mr. Cannon.
All right. All righty, Patty, and I'm hit you up on Facebook.
Okay. All right. No doubt.
All righty.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. Have a good night.
Good night.
Yes. So, Mr. Ken, that was Patty. I love her. You know, just an awesome person. Just really, really awesome. So,
yeah,
what we got to do
was hot too.
Yes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But you have to see it together with the poem and the pictures that she have up. She looks absolutely, she has on this little red outfit. She looks absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I'm just like, wow, you know, because usually her method of rapping is she's like, she comes at you. You know what I'm saying? Which is all good, too. But this time it was like a spin for me because it was like I'm so used to her being aggressive, like, hey, hey, this is this and this and that, and hitting those notes on her, like, hey, you better listen to me, you know, type thing. So when she did this and told me to listen to it, I just was blown away because it just gave me a different perspective of her as an artist. And it made me gravitate more to her skills because it's all good to, you know, be aggressive, like I said last week, but it's also good to be diverse because being that I'm a real slow type of female, like I like everything in slow motion, that definitely, like, set me up for, like, yay, like, points, 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 points. You know, I like all her other work, don't get me wrong, because it's real strong and it's like, hey, making points and hitting real key things out there in life that women experience, but this one is just real subtle and sexy, and I'm just like, hey, yay, 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 I love it. So definitely look up Patty Hearst again on YouTube, on Facebook, on MySpace, and her email address is pattyhearst101@yahoo.com. So, Mr. Cannon, we have Mr. Shim the Great about to come on, but we're going to play his song first, and then we'll call him up. So are you ready to listen to that song?
Oh, yes. Oh,
it's called the Cadillac Music.
Yeah. Caddy music, big body movement. Let's get it. Take over. Baby soft leathers, digital dashboard. Shorty, you wanna ride? I ain't even asked for it. Threw out the first pitch, catch kissing some honey blow. Cadillac music, let the records go.
Let it go.
Got some classic metals, we 2K11 it. Popping hydraulics like I was a predicate. Spelling fornication with a dime in the rear, yeah. Can I still make it to heaven?
Oh, yeah.
God bless him, that boy's done hella hard. And that big body caddy, surround sound paradise. Ice cream tank jar, yeah, buddy. I put to work, but I play hella hard. Turn my music up, what
turn it
up? Bump this, feel the vibration in your trunk.
That's
trunk
shit.
Big pimpin' in my blood, I ain't no kingship. Got holes on the strip, that's words on my switches.
Big body movement, we in the fast lane. Cadillac music running through your veins. It's time for takeoff, play the runway. I'm with my posse and we're here to fucking stay. Big body movement, we in the fast lane. Cadillac music running through your veins. It's time for takeoff, play the runway. I'm with my posse and we're here to fucking stay.
Work my block like a janitor, cleaned up all the money.
Right.
Play with them keys, locksmith, it wasn't sunny. Collab with the competition, just the corner of the market.
Give me that.
And millions to the man of wheels, yeah. I did some good numbers moving around still.
Yup,
I'm a workaholic, but I didn't lose shit flushing down the toilet. Yo, Jay, mama ain't raised no fool. Your bruh's ass to raise some fools. Just for rainy days, those was the best. Less product, high price, no consignment. Act around, I'm a mogul. Fashion, real estate, real rap. Jump in my lane and one shot, bang, snap back. I'm a lion on the track. Test me in this booth, I'ma treat you like a snack. Silly rabbit, tricks up for kids. This shit is great, it's a rap, watch your back.
Watch your back. Big body movement, we in the fast lane. Cadillac music running through your veins. It's time for takeoff, play the runway. I'm with my posse and we're here to fucking stay. Big body movement, we in the fast lane. Cadillac music running through your veins. It's time for takeoff, play the runway. I'm with my posse and we're here to fucking stay.
Rolling in a passenger while I get you passing ya. Sitting on big wheels, looking down, laughing y'all when we come through. The whip be blue, rim thick with the blue. Yeah, that's how the drinks true. Sitting high up in the heights, going XBG. Yeah, the things I do is not Vader PG. I wave five fingers, yeah, you can't see me. I put one in the air, bumping the great CD. Then pull up on the block, everybody looking shocked. Yeah, you know Brooklyn Rock, cause we got this shit locked. I gotta watch my head, fucking ducking from the cops. The block kinda hot, so I hit another spot. It might be in the east. It might be in the bush. And rolling with the cuss, chilling there, blowing push. Your car need a push, it ain't like this one. I heard you got your V off of Craigslist, son.
Big body movement, we in the fast lane. Cadillac music running through your veins. It's time for take off, play the runway. I'm with my posse and we're here to fucking stay. Big body movement, we in the fast lane. Cadillac music running through your veins. It's time for take off, play the runway. I'm with my posse and we're here to fucking stay.
Yay, so that was Shim the Great, and we're going to be calling him in a few minutes, Mr. Cannon.
Yeah, that was hot. That was real hot.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. He sent another song, but what I like to do is I like to play one song when I'm interviewing someone that day, and then I'll follow up with their song at a later date on another show. That way it can keep people interested in, you know, hearing more, you know. So definitely, if you're listening, Shim the Great, I know that you sent me two, but I like to play one, and I'll play the other one on a later show. So, yeah, let's give him a call and get this interview on the way. So let's see. Shim the Great. And I keep jacking up his name, so I know he's going to kill me if I'm saying it wrong. He hit me up so many times on Facebook, like, this is what it is. This is what it is. And I'm like, don't be aggressive with me. God, you know, I'm sorry, you know, sorry about that. So hopefully I'm not jacking it up now, but trust and believe he will be correcting me, so.
Okay, it's Shim the Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's if I'm saying it right. Let's see.
You're so crazy.
Hello?
Hello, is this Shim the Great?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Miss P, and you're on with Mr. Cannon. He's our guest host on the show today, so he's going to help
interview
you.
What's good?
I'm good.
Okay, are you ready for me?
Oh, I'm definitely ready.
Yay! So we just played your song, Cadillac Music, and I'm digging it. I'm loving it.
All right.
Definitely a good song, definitely a good look. It had my head bobbing. I was in my room like, yay.
Yeah, had to bring some energy, man. That's what's missing. That definitely was missing. That's what I'm about.
Yeah, definitely. And who else is on that song with you? Because it's just you or is it someone else?
That's my homie, Octodon. He holding it down, repping in Crown Heights.
Right,
also,
definitely.
Also,
so we're going to give a shout-out.
So you from out of Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm definitely from out of Brooklyn. But I be in and out of town. You know, I went down to Houston. I spent some time in Houston, you know, going hard with the fashion line. Then I just jumped on the rap scene from there, brought it back up to BK. Never stopped.
What was the name of your fashion line?
Dejeuner. We had started the Dejeuner brand in 2007. That was going for a while. Then the music, that's where the money was at. So I just started switch my hustle, you know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
So how long have you been doing music, Shim?
I've been doing music for about 2 years now, but I've been around music forever, man. I was working at Rockefeller at 19 years old. Like, for real, working at Rockefeller Records. That was, like, my first internship in college. So I was working around with Bobby Dash, Dame Dash,
Jay. You was down with them when they was at 17 John Street.
Not even, a little bit after that. We was in the Universal building. Yeah, we was in the Universal building. And you were running to anybody from like Ja Rule, Ashanti, you know, Ed Leo Cohen. Everybody was in there. So I definitely networked with everybody and then just build bridges for the future, you know? So that's what's carrying me through now.
Before we go any further,
shout out to my NYB dudes. Like, as soon as I got back up to Brooklyn, NYB showed me mad love. I went to high school with a few of those dudes, know what I mean? Mav Hoffa, D Chambers, Liaison. Hold it down wherever y'all at. You already know it's crew love. You know what I mean? Harlow Cortez, what it is.
Definitely.
Shout out to my homie Hands, too, Brooklyn Hands.
The Into Show loves you all. Tune in at all times, okay?
That's what it is.
Definitely. definitely. So, Shim, tell me, what's some upcoming projects that you're working on now?
Oh, definitely. I got that great debut mixtape coming out. That's going to hit summertime. It's going to just bring in the summer real sweet. The first single out right now, Let's Get Right. The second single is the Cadillac Music. That's, you know, they playing it in Miami, Houston. So that's getting a lot of love. And that's basically what it is, the great debut, man. It's coming this summer, heated up real nice for the summer, and just that's my first mixtape. So I'm going 100 miles an hour. I'm giving it my all, you know?
Right, and I commend you for that. And I like your energy, Shim. You know, this is the first
Definitely,
time that I'm actually
man.
Literally talking to you instead of, like, emailing you. So
right,
it gives
right.
me a different perspective of your personality, and I'm digging it. I love it.
Exactly. And
I definitely
shout out to
love your
too, man. Shout out to Lady P,
you.
Lady C, hold it down.
Thank you so
all
much.
That, hold it down, hold it down. I'm on Twitter, at Shim the Great, S-H-I-M-D-A Great. Follow me on Twitter, at Shim the Great. Get at your boy. You're ready.
Exactly. What other, you know, social networks and stuff like that, people can listen to your music and friend you and stuff like that and just stay connected to the things that you have going on?
Definitely Twitter and Twitter. That's where the music is at. Everything is Shim the Great. But I'm the best outlet is definitely Twitter because I'm going to post all my links. You know what I mean? Crack some jokes every once in a while. And just mingle, man. That's all it is. I feel like I'm in a VIP club when I'm on my Twitter, you know. So just mingle, network. That's what it is.
That's what's up.
Exactly. And also, Shim, I wanted you to spell that out for people because you know how many times you had to correct me.
Oh, wow.
So just spell that out so people can know exactly how to contact you and not try to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it is how you say it, man. It's Shim the Great, S-H-I-M-D-A-G-R-E-A-T, Shim the Great. I mean, my name is, I'm heavy in the streets. They definitely loving me on the radio right now. I'm on a lot of internet sites and all that. We go hard Brooklyn and all that, so that's what it is.
Definitely. So is there any artist that you are currently working with or anyone that you're looking forward to working with in the future on any of your projects?
Definitely I want to do a track with my homie Liaison. I got to holler at him. We're going to get something working out. D Chambers is only right. We're going to work something out. You know what I mean? But basically what I do is I hear a beat, and I just go with a theme, a tone for the record. And the first person that come up on my mind, you know, that'll add something to the song, that I could see their personality on it, that's who I holler at. You know what I mean? So right now I'm like 50% done with the Great Debut mixtape. So I haven't really hollered at too many people yet. It's just me on the album. And shout out to Octodon. I mean, he just did the second single to Cadillac Music. And, you know, like I said, I'm 50% done. So going into the next 50%, closing out the album, I'm sure I'm going to be reaching out to a few dudes and just see what it is. You know what I mean? And I definitely want to get some R&B dudes and some R&B ladies on the track, too, on some tracks, too. But we definitely going to, you know, see how the ball bounced.
Definitely. We have a R&B guy, Kevin Dozier, that's on Facebook, that is not our guy per se, so don't get me wrong when I say our. He's definitely going to be on the show. I think he's on the show next week, and we're going to be definitely playing his music and promote him as well. He's also going to be out here in New York on March 12th on the Ron Alexander show. So,
All right, sound good.
Want to look him up. Yeah, Kevin D.
Yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah, I definitely look him up, no problem with that.
You know, not to, you know, just because I know at the top of my head, you know, and I'm a person too, Shim's great that, you know, I like to connect people.
Word,
you know,
that sounds good.
That
I mean, you already heard my music, so you already know, you know what I mean, where you could fit somebody in, and that's no problem. You know, I see what dude working with his music. I'm sure he's talented and gifted, and, you know,
right.
like I said, we could definitely do something together. There's no problem.
Right, definitely. And I definitely have your music on my iPod, just to let you know.
Yeah.
And when I'm on my way to work, because my commute is crazy and I just distract me, I'm definitely like, yay, go, you know. So definitely. And I'm not a big rap fan, but I like music that moves me. So your music moves me. So, you know, I appreciate what you're doing and what you're putting out in the universe because, you know, it takes a lot to move Miss Pete.
That's what it is, and I'm definitely giving back with my music because it's conscious, but it's definitely going to, you know, be full of energy and just full of everyday life and just my vision as we see it, you know, definitely. So, yeah, I'm gonna give the people good music, definitely.
Good. And, I mean, and of course, we got to follow up with you once that album drops.
Oh, for sure, for sure. You definitely gonna have a little sit down, definitely.
I need you to know what's going on at all times, and I need you to always plug me in with your music so I could keep my iPod updated. No, I'm just kidding. But
for sure, I got you.
Before
I go, yeah, we're going to be shooting a Let's Get Right video, you know what I mean? So I hollered at a few sexy ladies. I know Shakira from, I hope I'm saying her name right, Shakira from VH1, she's going to be coming through. A few ladies going to be coming through, you know, in this industry. I don't want to start giving out too many names, but a few
right,
nice ladies going
to
be coming through, and, like,
right.
My homie's going to come through as well and just bless love. So the Let's Get Right video, that's going to be coming real soon within the next month. So definitely look out for that.
Definitely, and that's going to be up on YouTube, definitely?
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure.
And do you have your own channel yet, or are you in the process of doing that?
I'm definitely in the process of straightening out that YouTube, because I had one before, but I was bullshitting on it, so I want to dedicate
right.
one just for music, you know what I mean?
Right.
And like I said, I'm sure other sites will pick it up too. That's no problem. You know, I fuck with Zyx Studios in Brooklyn, so I'm recording there. They probably shoot the video as well, so it might be up on their YouTube channel. But definitely,
cool.
You know, once we're done and completed with that, I'll definitely let you know.
Yo, Shem, hit me up and let me know what date you're going to shoot your video, because maybe I can get some stills out of that, if that's okay by
right.
you.
That's cool. That's cool, definitely. Let's make it a real nice affair. Everybody come out, show love, network, mingle, get our drink on, have a good time, you know? It's going to be in the club. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say is it's going to be in the club, and it's a real nice, sexy setting, and then we're going to go from there.
Yeah, well, you definitely better keep me posted, because Miss P got to be up there with a drink in the background in that video. Like, you know
it.
Oh,
for
okay?
sure. You front and center, boo. You front and center. Word.
You know, I do, you know, when I clean up nice when I, you know, put some lip gloss on. You know, I look
uh-huh.
like a night and day when I clean up.
I bet that, man. Shout out to all the sexy ladies. Happy Valentine's Day and all that. You know, have a good weekend
definitely.
Out there.
Definitely. Definitely. So, also, I just wanted to let you know, Shim, too, that Mike Cannon, Mr. Cannon, is actually a photographer, and he's really, really good.
Right,
so
that's cool.
You know, so if you ever need someone for, you know, photos and stuff like that, definitely hit him up on Facebook. He's under Mike Cannon.
All right,
Cannon
for sure.
Images,
I'm
going to
do that. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm definitely going to do that, because we got to shoot some pics for the album cover and that type of thing, you know?
All
yeah,
right.
definitely. Cannon.
Yeah.
Tell him
sounds
you want
good,
Twitter
man.
Too at Cannon Images.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix this phone. You know, it's acting up a little.
Definitely,
bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
for sure,
so
for sure.
I'm not gonna keep you. I know you just got back in town, and I know your time is valuable. And we do appreciate you taking the time to come on the Intune Show and share a little bit about what you're doing. You keep up the good work. I mean, I'm feeling your music. Mr. Cannon heard it. He's feeling your music. So you have two more
okay.
people that's gonna be supporting the movement. And we had last week 755 listeners, so God only knows how many
wow.
we have this weekend. So basically, you know, the Intune Show is trying to do big things. So always keep us posted about, you know,
definitely.
What's going on, because this is only our eighth show. And we 755 listeners, that's huge, you know. So just to put that out
that's
there,
what's up.
So
that's
know
what's
that,
up.
Yeah.
All right,
so
that feel good, man. That feel good. I feel like I'm talking to a large audience. That feel good, you know. And I've been promoting
no,
the Intune Show. Yeah, I've been promoting the Intune Show the last few days, too. So, you know, I'm definitely
yeah,
spreading the love
that.
Back.
Exactly, definitely. And, you know, anytime you know, have anything, like I said, keep me posted. I took down my personal Precious Owens Facebook page, but hit me up on the Intune page and let me know about anything you need to let me know about. You know, go get some rest or go get, you know, go
mm-hmm.
you know, wind down or whatever, because I know you're just getting back in town and stuff and you need your downtime. But thanks for spending some time with me on the Intune Show with Mr. Cannon and myself. I feel loved.
That's cool, man. I love y'all too. Hold it down, man.
All right,
you'll
be
easy. And your show, we're going to get up, all right?
All right, definitely hold it down, man. All
right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Been great. I'm out. All right, one.
All right, bye. Definitely, Mr. Cannon. So that was Shim.
Yeah, he just made me want to go out and party, man. I'm about to jump in the car.
Right,
party
exactly. You see his energy? He's so live.
Yeah.
I love it, you know? I love people like that, that just bring your energy level up. You know what I'm saying? Because we never really converse verbally. So just to hear his voice and and feel his energy over the phone is like, whoa, you know, like you said, I'm ready to pull out some heels and a dress and go hit the street too, you know, where I'm going, I don't know, but it makes me want to go out.
Yeah, so what's up? Instead of cleaning the room, let's go, man.
You know, right, instead of cleaning the room, right? Like, forget this room. Forget this. I'm never cleaning it.
Yeah, let's go get our party on. Freak it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I have a case of sake over here, too.
Oh, man. Forget so, about it. It's a wrap now.
I don't even drink like that, Mr. Cannon. I really don't. But at the same time, you know, once in a while when I feel like having, like, you know, some people pop a bottle of wine or have a beer or have they whatever, you know, once in a while I have me some sake or, you know, some wine. Because Lady C had put me on to that Moscato Rose, mm-hmm. and unfortunately they don't even sell it in Westchester County.
Wow.
You know, so I'm really disappointed about that. But I'm trying to track that down. So if anybody know where I can buy Moscato Rose at, definitely hit me up and let me know, because I just need to, like, order a case out of something so it's just in the house. Seriously, because it's really that good, Mr. Cannon. I don't know if you ever tasted it, but it's really, really good.
Nah, I'm not really a Moscato drinker. Monique is. I got to let her know about that. Yeah.
Definitely, please let her know, because if I can get a case of that soon, then I'll definitely have a bottle for you to give to her, because you know, I don't see why not have a case when they're so rare to come by, because a lot of liquor stores just don't really know about them. They're like, what? We have this one and this one. And I'm like, no, no.
Well, if I come across some, I'll pick up a case for you, you know.
Yeah, and I'll, you know, give you the cash, whatever. It's just, I just want it because I just want it in the house.
You know how we do.
I know how we do, but I'm just saying, I just definitely want to have it in the house, you know. So whenever you and Mo come through for dinner, whatever the case may be, or people are just randomly here, it's just something in the house. I just like to have something here. I hate to have people come over and I'm like, oh, okay, so here's some water or some juice or some soda. What's your preference, you know? So sometimes people like, what? What I'm going to do with that? I need a drink.
Did you try that Sweet Bitch?
No. What's that?
That's they have it in different flavors. They have it in Chardonnay, Merlot. It's a wine. It's called Sweet Bitch.
Oh, wait, hold on. I actually did try that. I think I had it Chardonnay style, though. And I don't think I liked it too much, Mr. Cannon. I don't think I really liked that at all.
No. Well, you gotta
I think it actually gave me a headache.
Well, try the red one. Try the red one. It's pretty decent. You know.
Yeah, maybe it was like the one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I usually don't go for the sweet, like the sweet wine. When I drink wine, I like the taste of wine. I don't like the sweetness or whatever, you know. But this one is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I see in the store. They have that around here. It's just, you know, living out here has, you know, been a good and a bad thing. It's a good thing because it kind of took me out of the realm that I was in at the certain point in my life 7 years ago, because I've been living in Westchester for 7 years. And so that was a good thing. But the bad thing about it is that their sources of things are limited to none. So sometimes you have to literally shop before you come to this side of town, because it's like you don't have anything around here. And they're in the dark about everything. It's like Stone Age City over here, Fred Flintstone style. So...
That's crazy.
I'm so serious. You know, it's sad. It's really sad. I be trying to put them on. They actually just started putting Greek yogurt in the supermarket because I had to go crazy on them. And, I mean, I wrote letters and everything. It was just, like, that serious because I felt like, why do I have to drag from Whole Foods yogurt from Manhattan all the way to Westchester? Like, no, I don't want to do that. You got this garbage Dannon and all this other crap yogurt that they have there. How come you don't have Greek yogurt? And the thing that pisses me off, and I definitely want to do a show on this, is how the diversity in supermarkets, how in certain areas the supermarket has, like, all this healthy stuff. Just like around Wall Street where I work at. If you go into Gristiti's or something like that around there, you don't see all the tricks and kicks and all the stuff that they have that they feed certain areas, you know, all these different 1,500 boxes of sweet cereal. You don't see that. You see bran cereal, fiber cereals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see, like, the fatty part of the meat. You see just the meat, and all that fat is cut off. So certain things that they implement in certain areas is beyond me, because why should people have to eat differently? If you could afford to eat differently, you know, and it's just there and you make that decision whether or not you could afford to buy it, that's one thing. But to not give it to a community because it's a different, you know, location from another location is crazy to me.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy. And, you know, why all the healthy foods cost so much money?
Right, because they want you to die or they want you to be sick and they want you to have to go to the doctor. They want to have to put you on medication and stuff like that because that's what keeps the pharmaceutical companies alive. It's definitely like a cipher of madness that this world is subjected to. So, you know, that's why this show and people's support with the show is definitely a must, because I don't look at the show as a my show thing or a ladies' tea show thing. I look at it as a Mr. Cannon show, a Miss Patty Hearst show, Shim the Great show, etc., and or Sunny Brown. Everybody that we interviewed on the show, Zubies, you know, all these people that support the show, I look at it as it's our show, because without supporting each other through these things that, you know, I'm trying to implement in people's lives, then it's no show, because feedback and support is always needed to rise to an occasion, you know. So definitely what I'm trying to do and implement in the world is just much greater than anybody can really think. But it's not just about Miss P, because this is not a job for me. You know, I'm employed, you know. It's not about I'm getting income from this, doing this. I'm doing this because I want to do it, and I want to get more people on board to seeing what I see and thinking how I think in terms of us stop living in madness and try to do something about changing the things around us that we can change. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there.
This is why I love you. You know what I mean? Cause just listen to you, you know?
No, I'm so serious. I'm so serious, you know, and that's why I always try to welcome people to say, tell me topics, tell me what you want to talk about, call in, say something. You know, be a part of something that's bigger than Facebook. Be a part of something that's bigger than sitting in front of the TV or whatever the hell it is that you do that's really amounts to nothing at the end of the day. And all those hours that you're sitting around doing nothing, you could be supporting something, a cause that, you know, brings us closer together as a people.
Yeah, and not only that.
You know, go ahead, Ms. Cannon, I'm sorry.
Not only that, getting out and really networking with people, seeing people face to face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had signed up to this thing called Meetup. I'm pretty sure a lot of people heard about it, meetup.com. And you know,
right.
I go to different events, you know, you put in your interests, what you like and the kind of groups you want to be a part of, and I go to a lot of these things, and just you know, to interact with different people is like crazy. Instead of just sitting in front of a computer or sitting in front of the TV
mm-hmm.
watching senseless TV. That's what I call it, these reality shows.
Oh, my God, I can't stand them. I really can't. I really can't. I really can't stand them. Mr. Cannon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No. People really need to get in tune with others, you
mm-hmm.
know, and get that,
mm-hmm.
you know, interaction with
mm-hmm.
others.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, because all of that is lost, and that's why I commend you as a man, as a father, you know, because you are very family-grounded and orientated, you know, and that's what I like when you be like, oh, you know, I can't do this day because, you know, it's the family, you know, I'm with my family, and I just wanted to put it out there, and no, Monique, he didn't pay me to say this. It's just definitely what it is, you know. He definitely is on point when it comes to his family. And where has all of that gone? Because I remember the days, you know, when my grandmother used to be like, wash your hands, turn off that TV after a certain time and sit at the table where we're all sitting at the table and we're eating as a family. Nowadays, people are sitting in different areas of the house eating, and it's cool sometimes, but where is that? Well, how was your day? What was going on? And that's why so many people are lost to what's going on in society with their family, with the things around them, because no one is paying attention to that time where you put in that time with each other, you know, and I think that's why a lot of things are being misconstrued too, as far as text messaging and these emails and shit like that, that you can do now because it's just so simple to do this, as opposed to really interacting with someone via the phone or in person.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of brings the, I want to break the monotony of that. And that's another reason why I took my page down off of Facebook, because I don't want people interacting with me just on Facebook, because I don't want to keep logging onto that. I have, you have my cell phone number, dude. Use it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and not all the time you're going to get me, text me, do something, but I don't want to always depend on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, this, that, and the third to communicate with someone when we didn't have all this before, and the communication was lovely. Everybody was on the same note. You know, do you realize that through text messaging and emails, people can get your feelings misconstrued?
Yeah.
And you reading it, so it's like, oh, my God, are you really saying this to me? But you're not actually hearing the passion or the, or what I'm really trying to convey, because you refuse to call me and you're sitting by a phone. You refuse to Skype me, where Skype is free, where you can see my face and see where I'm coming from. So,
yeah.
People, please, let's try to break that monotony and try to get back to old school, because everything old school is always the best,
exactly.
In my opinion.
Exactly. That's the way I feel. You know, sometimes I fall victim to that. Sometimes a person will call me, and, you know, I don't really feel like talking at the moment, and I'll hit them with a text or something like that. But, you know, definitely I'm trying to get away from that, you know, just pick up the
mm-hmm.
phone, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And I also wanted to give a shout-out to the Red Bean Studios in Manhattan and Antoinette Aponte, because she, for a month, been trying to get her studio to allow the show into her dance studio to interview. So definitely I will be there tomorrow. You know, talking to some of the ladies and gents that's there. They have a big show tomorrow, so I just wanted to go there and, you know, kind of plug that into the Intune show with going into the actual community and interviewing people in their actual surroundings, you know, so people can know exactly where to go instead of just saying, hey, go here, go there, look it up. No, I want to be there. I want to be Intune myself, so that way I'm not just telling people to do it. I'm actually doing it myself, so...
Look at you, walking the walk, you know?
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm talking
exactly
about.
Because, mm-hmm, you know, because this lady is so inspirational to me because of the simple fact that she's an older lady and she goes to the studio twice a week, three times a week, whatever it is that she does, and she's inspired just by, you know, just the dancing thing, you know, and she's not saying, oh, I'm on Facebook or I'm sitting in front of the TV or she's complaining about her weight, but knows she could work out, but don't do it. You know, like someone like me that's like, oh, I need to get to the gym, but 2 years later, I'm going to start this week, and then 6 years later, I'm going to start tomorrow, you know, and not doing it. So I figured the more I put myself out there in the community, the more it would, you know, inspire me to go ahead and stop being this lazy person that I'm screaming and ranting about right now. And get off my ass and do something about what I want you guys to do. So, like you said, Mr. Cannon, walking the walk. Miss P is on the plank.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm totally excited to go there and interview them because, you know, I've been waiting for this. So I'm looking forward to it. So it will be on our YouTube page under the Intune Show once I get it all together. Hopefully Lady C will be a part of it tomorrow. But if not, you know, I'll still be out there doing what I have to do and making it happen, definitely.
Yeah, I need to give a shout-out to Lady C, too, you know.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So hopefully she's on the show next week because, you know, not for nothing, you know, the show was built around us together. So sometimes when she's not on the show, it's like people may see the difference in my temperament because with her, it's like it's a jokey joke thing all the time. So we're always like laughing and joking and feeding off each other's energy. So not to say other people on the show isn't great because it is. It is. It's all positive energy and I love it. But it's just something about her and my energy together that's definitely always a plus. So when she's not on the show, she's definitely missed. And plus, you know, all the listeners that's used to her and not always ranting and raving, definitely, you know, you see Patty Hearst, everybody's like, where's Lady C? No. People are definitely, you know, used to hearing her voice as well. So, you know, hopefully
wow,
next week,
I guess,
you know.
I guess that's saying I ain't doing a good job.
No, you did very, very good. I want you on the show at all times. Anytime your agenda allows you to, you definitely always welcome to be on the show. It could be all three of us together.
Yeah, you know, listen, that sounds like a plan. You know, for you, I'll stop whatever it is that I'm doing and just stay in tune.
Oh, my God. I definitely appreciate that, brother, because I'm telling you, what am I going to do without you? I would just probably fall out somewhere in the corner and show up, my cannon's gone, my brother.
You are my treat.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness. So we have a few minutes left to the show. So, you know, I just wanted to take the time to kind of shout some people out. Is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to, Mr. Cannon?
I just want to give a shout-out to all the listeners and everybody who supported me. Thanks so much.
Yes. You know. Definitely. Definitely. Of course we're going to support. And it's just going to even get better from here, Mr. Cannon, because now that people can say, okay, we tired of hearing about Mr. Cannon Precious, we tired of hearing about, now they could put the voice and the personality to the Mr. Cannon that Precious talks about so much. You know what I mean?
Before,
so now.
Yeah, before. I'm sorry. Sis.
That's okay.
But,
that's
before,
okay.
Before I forget, I'm working on a little project, so I need some models, females.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if you want to be a part of that project, just hit me up on Twitter or either Facebook or through Mrs. P. You know?
Definitely. So you looking for just female models, or are you looking for men models?
Female models.
For now. Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. Is it like a particular weight, size, or just women in general? Because, you know, some people are really picky about, you know, their projects, which you should be. But, you know, just kind of give, like, a description of what type of women you're looking to, you know, do your project with.
Well,
or it just doesn't matter. Just women in general.
Women in general. So just, you know,
good
just
answer.
Hit me up.
Good answer. No.
Nah, as long as they're confident about themselves, it's all good.
Definitely.
You know?
Well, can I be one of the models since it's women in general?
Hey, listen, you know, no matter what I'm doing, you could be a part of it.
Yay! I'm excited. Do y'all hear that, guys? Miss P has a photo shoot with Mr. Kenny. I better hurry up and hit him up. These slots are getting so fast.
Sis, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do.
Exactly. Definitely.
But yeah, most definitely. Just, you know, just hit me up via Twitter or Facebook or, you know, through the website.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
So definitely get at Mr. Cannon, and on Twitter it's Cannon Images, right?
Cannon Images.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And then we have him on Facebook under Mike Cannon Images. And then he has a website, and it's Mr., and that's spelled MrCannonImages.webs.com. So log on, because he's going to have a lot of great things too. So I kind of know about the site a little bit because, you know, he's been discussing it with me, but he's definitely going to have video blogs. He's going to have YouTube videos, live footage of him doing photo shoots. He's going to have just an array of just creativity on his website. So you can actually log on and become a member of his site. There's discussions up there about photos and creativity and, you know, images and just everything in general. And, you know, just log on and support Mr. Cannon. You know, he is the one that you want to, you know, definitely be in tune with, because he's a great person, as you guys see. He will be on the show because I'm going to kidnap him again another time or a couple of hundred times to have him on the show. So those who are, you can't reach him or don't have a pen or whatever, definitely hit up the Intune page on Facebook for any info that you guys need on Mr. Cannon, because I definitely have it all. Don't be jealous.
Sis, you're so crazy. And thanks so much. I really appreciate all that you do for me.
Oh, my God. Come on. That's nothing. I appreciate all that you are and all that you do. You know, and it's just amazing. You know, from the first day that we actually met each other, I was just like smitten by him, like, oh, he's just so creative, he's just so awesome. And you know, and I haven't changed my tune yet, because he just always gave me every reason to just always feel the same about him. So that just goes to show you guys that this man is the same every single day. And I think it's been, what, 2-3 years now, you and I have known each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been some time now, and he's always the same, always. And that's hard to find because Miss P is not always the same. You know, I'm going to tell you that. You know, I'm loving and all that, but I have my ways about me. I have my ways. But Mr. Cannon, he's always the same.
I think we all have our ways about us, you know.
But I've never seen him, so. I've never seen Mr. Cannon on a bad day. Never. Okay? Always loving, always caring, always soft-spoken, is just always Mr. Laid-Back Cannon, you know, and that's what I love about you the most, that you're very intuitive and very intensive, and, you know, like I said, guys, I worked with him at a photo shoot before, and he's just very patient, loving, soft-spoken. He's not those types that's like, turn this way, do this, you know. He's definitely like, okay, well, let's try this way, and let's try, you know, just like how he's speaking to you guys now, it's all the same, and you want to work with somebody that has, you know, calm spirit and a loving, open spirit, then Cannon is definitely the one. And he also has other photographers that he also works with. One is Lisa, and the other one is?
It's Oz.
Oz, so.
Yeah.
Yes, we're here. Uh-huh.
Oz Millennium and Lisa Brown, two excellent photographers.
Definitely. So.
Yeah, you can find them on Facebook and and Twitter as well. I think it's Lisa Brown. Lisa Brown Photography and Oz Millennium Photography on Twitter or even Facebook.
Awesome. And then maybe, Mr. Cannon, if you can, at some point over the weekend, maybe you just put that on your page so people can know. Because
guys?
The good thing about Mr. Cannon is that, he, you know, if you can't get him and book him, these are also some awesome people that's just as great as Mr. Cannon is, because I don't think he would be referring them to us if they weren't just as great. Definitely, you know, you can't get Mr. Cannon. I'm sure that, you know, one of his colleagues would not mind, you know, filling in, because they're just as awesome as he is. So, you know, it's all good. It's just like having the same person, right, Mr. Cannon?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah.
Definitely. So, you know, if you guys can't get Mr. Cannon, you know, definitely Lisa Brown and, I'm sorry, Ozzy?
I'm sorry, Oz,
if you're listening. I'm so sorry. I will get it together. It took me forever to get Shim the Great together. It really did. I don't know why. It's so simple, but I don't know. This man told me off a couple of hundred times about his name. So.
Yo, but I'm
now,
telling you, he still got me amped up, ready to go to a club.
You see what you did, Shim the Great? You see what you did? You got us all amped up now. I'm ready to go pull out some shoes and stuff out the closet and dust them off. Okay, put some polish on them. Go put on my dancing shoes.
That's
definitely. You know, he had good energy. I liked him.
Yeah. Got me ready to do a two-step. You know what I mean?
You know, definitely. You know, I wish I had that. It's like a Red Bull or something. Like, oh, my God. You know, can I have some of that energy? Definitely. Get this room finished up in here.
If I had that kind of energy on a shoot, you know where I'll be? I'd probably be through the ceiling, all over the place.
You know, imagine a photo shoot with all of that energy. Oh, my goodness. The models would probably be like, okay, Mr. Cannon, okay. You took a 1,000 photos.
The camera probably blow up or something like that.
The light bulbs would all explode. It would just be a force up in there. It would be crazy. I'm just visualizing this. I'm sorry, guys. You know how I am already. I'm silly Billy, but definitely I'm just had the whole thing play out in front of my eyes. So, you know, imagine that, you know. Like I said, if I had that energy, I would definitely have my room cleaned already, because I started this room, Mr. Cannon, since freaking, I don't know, like 6-something this morning.
Wow. That's craziness.
And I think it's because I'm literally trying to, like, do a for real clean and not just, like, straighten it up. I'm definitely trying to, like, get rid of clothes and pocketbooks and shoes, because if Lady C was on, she could tell you, and this is not even bragging, I have so many pairs of shoes and bags that it's not even funny, and I only go to work.
Wow.
And that's it. I mean, I have shoes that I've never worn. It's just crazy from years ago. It's just crazy. So I'm like, what do I need all this stuff? Because, you know, as you progress in life, your style change and, you know, so you don't even wear these things anymore. So it's like, oh, shoot, I have 2 and 3 of one pair of shoes that I didn't even know I had until I opened it up and was like, oh, my God, you know. So I had my little goddaughter come by a little while ago, and I gave her a bag of stuff because I'm just like, I can't do this.
Well, what I do every year is I clean out my closet, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll give to, like, you know, either my cousins or, you know, my little brother, or I'll give to Goodwill. You know, every year I clean out my closet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't wear it for 6 months, I'm not going to wear it. So I just get rid of it.
Oh, my God. Do you feel that way about shredding papers, too, Mr. Cannon? I just want to know your input on this.
Well,
if you haven't opened it for 6 months, do you just sit there and go through every page, or you just get rid of them all? Don't even look through it.
I used to shred them, but now I just get everything emailed to me. That's it. You know. Paperless. I'll open them up, read the email, and then just disregard them after that.
Disregard them.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, Ken. I was shredding pay stubs from 2005 today.
That's crazy. That's craziness. That's craziness. What's the purpose of holding on to pay stubs?
I have, like, a file cabinet. Huh?
I said, what's the purpose of holding on to pay stubs?
Oh, my God. Did you ask me if I known that they were in my file cabinet? I had no idea, Kenan.
You see?
You know what I'm saying? Because this is...
See that? That's the bad thing about having a file cabinet, because you're going to put things in there and forget about it.
I was like, what is all of this? It was like pay stubs from 2005, and I almost fainted. I was like, what? I forgot I even worked at this particular job.
Nah, I get rid of them, like I said.
Oh, my goodness, because some places, you know, I'm real, like, when it comes to pay stubs, I try to keep all of that together because of the simple fact that certain things, they ask you for pay subs. Like, sometimes they be like 6 months worth, depending on what you're trying to do.
But from 2005?
No. I mean, I held on to them and forgot about those. But I'm just saying, like, in general, with pay stubs and certain documents, I try to hold on to them, even after, like, something I paid for, you know, with the receipt or the check, copy of the check, whatever. I try to keep it together because you never know how they'll, like, come at you, like, oh, you didn't pay this. And then you got to go reference your stuff and go search for that paper. Because that has happened to me more than one time. So I guess that's why I became kind of a pack rat with certain documents.
No, but with your bank records and stuff like that, they hold them up to like 5 years. So you can always go back on the computer and, like, you know, just go back and just pull up a statement from that month or whatever. And just boom, you know, you got the check there because it's going to be on your bank statement, right?
No, you're definitely right. But what I was doing when I first, because with me, I opened up an account late. So I didn't learn about how it really works until, like, recently, because I've never really kept up with that. I would just spend money. I wasn't looking at bank statements. I wasn't doing none of that. I was just spending, you know. So I just started implementing, you know, paying attention to the bottom line and looking online and joining and, you know, kind of looking at, you know, figuring it all out and then opening up bank statements and looking at them, because I found a lot of discrepancies and couldn't get reimbursed for them because I took too long to notice it. So there's a lot of things that transpired that kind of brought me up to speed on the things that I've been doing wrong my entire life, because I just really didn't want to open mail, you know. So I was lacking in certain areas, but everything is a learning process. So I'm glad that I had to go through certain things in order to start paying attention, because now you can't stop me from being online every 2 seconds looking at my bank account like, what? What happened now and where this came from?
Or through your phone. Exactly. You can phone at your records. Oh, wait, 20 cents is gone? Whoa, what's going on there?
What happened to this 20 cents? Definitely, I became that ridiculous with it because you have to, because I've never done it before, you know? So it's just like, working. I didn't have a real job in a long time because I just never had to. And it wasn't my mom was taking care of me. It was just like I was really spoiled throughout my life. Like I had people that I dated always took care of me, so I never really had to work. So when it was time for me to really get a job, it was shocking to the system. So then I started learning how to do the banking thing and the ATM card and all that stuff. Like all of that came late to me because of me being in that position most of my life. So I'm not happy about it, but I'm not ashamed to share that with people. So,
yeah, but
you know,
at least you learned how to do it, and you know, now you're doing it. There's a lot of people out there that
right.
still don't do that. They, you know, 50, 60 years old and still spending money like it ain't no tomorrow.
Exactly, and
yeah.
their priorities are all screwed up, and, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That's just a whole nother topic.
Exactly. We gotta touch bases on that again, Mr. Cannon, definitely. But we have a few minutes left to the show, and I just wanted to take the time to tell you thank you so much for staying with me on the show. I really, really, really adore you, and I love you to death. I love your daughter, Michaela. I love Monique. I just want to put that out there. You guys are family to me till the day that I'm no longer here. We appreciate you on the Intune show, and I look forward to everything that you have coming because there's a lot to come when it comes to you, and I already see it. You are a star. You are the bomb, and, you know, you're number one, and you know that to me. And you always will be. So thank you so much, Mr. Cannon, for taking the time to be on the Intune show with my crazy behind. And, you know, I look forward to, like, yeah.
Now, like I said, anytime you need me to be up here, I'm up here. You know what I'm saying? And the same
Yay.
Goes back to you. You know?
You're
the best.
Y'all hear that, guys? You hear that, guys? Not the best that P's the best part, but he will be back on the show again. So that means that I didn't bore him to death.
Never that. Come on now. Between you and Mrs. You and Miss C, oh man, forget about it. Forget about it. I mean, Lady C, forget about it. You two, oh man.
Definitely. It's a duo that's kind of, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy the connection that she and I have. But, you know, like I said, hopefully she's back on the show next week. But, you know, we'll see what happens. All goes well. So, Cannon, love you much. Happy Valentine's Day to
and the
you
same
and the
to
family.
You.
Thank
and I love
you
too,
so
sis. You're
much.
The best. And ladies, please don't forget to hit me up. Like I said, I'm looking
Definitely
for some young
hit
ladies.
Him up.
You
hit
know,
him
for this
up,
project. So I'll give you.
Yes.
I'll
and
give
how long?
You,
when's the time frame?
I want to start working on it as early as next week, and I'm gonna run it for like maybe four to five weeks. I'll when they hit me up, I'll give them all the information. You know?
Okay, definitely.
I don't want to put it out there right now, and then somebody steal my idea, then I'll be real pissed off.
No,
you know
right.
So once
right.
they hit me
definitely.
Up, I'll give them all the information.
Definitely. So hit up Mr. Cannon, guys, again. It's on Twitter at Cannon Images, so that's CannonImages, okay? And on Facebook is Mike, M-I-K-E, Cannon Images, okay? And his website is Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R, CannonImages.webs.com. Hit him up, and if you guys can't hit him up or you kind of scared or whatever, you can go through the bodyguard, Miss Peep. Okay, hit me up on the Intune show.
And it ain't, listen, it ain't nothing to be scared of, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little pussy cat, you know what I'm saying? I shoot with me, you shoot with me, you'll have a good time, you know, you'll have a
exactly.
real good time.
Exactly, very professional, like I said again, I can't stress that enough, Cannon is the bomb, so, you know, show him love, show support. If you're definitely looking into, you know, trying to start a portfolio for yourself, if you a model that's trying to get out there, definitely get up with Mr. Cannon and, you know, just build up your portfolios together, you know, definitely. He's not looking for anything in particular as far as, like, women body structures and contours and stuff of that nature. He's just looking for women who are serious about, you know, helping or just doing the project all together. So only serious people reply, please. Thank you.
Thanks.
For that. Get up
with him. You're the best. I can't stress that enough. You're the best.
No, you're the best. Stop making me blush over here. Come on. People that listen to the show, they know that all this giggling is because I'm blushing so hard and I got the Kool-Aid smell over here. But so definitely, guys, get up with Mr. Cannon. And, you know, again, Cannon, I thank you so much for your time and your energy and your positive outlook on
no,
life, you know.
No,
and
thank
I just
you.
Look
thank
forward
you.
To...
Thank you for having
no
me.
No problem.
You know?
Anytime, and I mean that. Anytime. You just want to do a show, just say, sis, I want to do this week's show. And I'm like, I know that's right. Let me add your name on the roster, baby, because it's going to happen, okay?
Well, listen, anytime you need somebody on the show, just call me up. Even if you don't need nobody, just call me just for the hell of it.
I will. I definitely will. I just want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in and all of our new listeners for tuning in. Stay in tune for a better tomorrow. Until next week, guys, this is Miss P, and that's Mr. Cannon. Stay in tune.
All right, have a good night.
Have a good night, guys. Bye.